Okay, so first things first, what do you have for breakfast today?
I had chorizo and scrambled eggs.
Oh, delicious.
It was good.
And what is your name?
Jake.
Great. And are you registered to vote?
I would hope so.
I am registered to vote, yes.
Great. And are you planning on voting in person or absentee, or what's your preferred way?
In person, definitely.
Awesome. Have you voted in a previous election before?
Yes, I have.
Great. And do you remember the first time you voted and what it was like and, you know, how you felt?
What was the first time I voted? I think it was... Was it 2016? I think 2016 was the first time that I voted in a presidential election. I think I might have done, like, a couple of local things before that. But, yeah, 2016, it was very polarizing. For me personally, that's when I became much more political, radicalized even, and started becoming active in politics for the first time, and for the first time feeling like, you know, oh yeah, this is how we do this. This is how the system works, and we all need to take part. Like, you have to, as an individual, choose to go and take a part.
Absolutely. So this time around, you know, what are some of the big issues that you think, you know, are important for you as you decide what you're going to do this election? You don't necessarily need to say, like, how you feel about the issues, but just what are the issues generally that you think are important?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first and foremost is, you know, abortion and codifying Roe v. Wade. You know, at least 50% of our population just directly impacting their health, and, you know, to not go and vote in favor of that, and just, like, telling all of those people, all of those women, that, like, we're, you know, not going to help you, we're not going to support you, we're not going to listen to you, or whatever, that just feels gross, that feels wrong, you know, and there's obviously so much more, though. You know, there, politicians throw a lot of platitudes around, but it really does feel like an election and a battle for the soul of America, for the soul of our people. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, and then finally, why do you think voting is important for, you know, for everyone?
So I think voting is mainly important. I think most people think of voting as in going and just casting your ballot to simply to elect a specific person to a specific position. But I think it's less about that and more about, because, you know, we don't even directly elect a candidate. That's, the Electoral College does that for us, whatever. They could even choose to go against what we say in the popular vote. But no matter what happens, when everyone goes out and votes, everyone can see what you're saying. Everyone can see what you want. It's communicating to the ruling class, to the people with their hands on the lever. It's telling them, like, hey, this is what we're all about. Yeah. And everyone else, telling each other, like, this is where we're at and this is what we want and this is what we want to do.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. And then